Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu invited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to his home, and he was standing behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam counting each step that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taking. And then he later announced that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, each step that you took coming to my house, I will free one slave inshallah azza wa jal." So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he went home and he told this whole waqia to Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu anhu, and he said that, "Look, only if I could invite the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well." So it's mentioned that Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu anhu, she said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, "You go also and invite the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to our house. Inshallah, all the food arrangements, I will look after that inshallah." So it's mentioned that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu went, he invited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the Sahaba, they came to the house. Now Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu anhu, she went into the, you know, the room that you were talking about where she used to do the worship of Allah. She went into that room. She did sajda in the court of Allah, and then she raised her hands in the court of Allah. She said, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, your humble slave, Hazrat Fatima, I have invited your beloved to my house. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I do not have anything in my house, but I have full trust, I have tawakkal in you." Allah. Then what did she do? She finished her dua, she went to the kitchen area, and she got the pots, and she put them on the fire. Nothing was cooking, but she had tawakkal in the court of Allah. It's mentioned that as soon as she was making this dua from her heart, alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal sent the fruits from Jannah. This was then presented in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They ate it, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his companions, "Now, you know this food that we've eaten, do you know which food this is?" The companions, they said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "This food that you have eaten, this food has come from the gardens of paradise." As I said, Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, she then went back to that room, and she said in the court of Allah that, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I had full trust in you and this has happened. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I do not have enough money that I can free one slave for each step that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taken coming to my house. But Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of your mercy, each step that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taken coming to my house, free one sinful ummati of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the fire of Jahannam." It's mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal then sent Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each step that you have taken to come to the house of your daughter, Allah Azza wa Jal has freed 1,000 sinful ummatis of yours from the fire of Jahannam." SubhanAllah. So this shows you that the tawakkul, the trust that Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha had in the court of Allah. Not only this, her love for the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that at that time she made dua for the relief from the punishment for the ummatis of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.